It's Taking the Lead with Ray Gustafson.
WSJM.
Your ray of sunshine every morning.
8:12 on Taking the Lead. It is Wednesday, May the 15th, 2019. We're already halfway through May. Can you believe it? And it's time for a 10 Minutes with Tom. Tom Austin of Austin Tax and Financial. Tax preparation, planning, retirement strategies, and planning, and a whole lot more. Good morning, Tom Austin.
Good morning, Ray. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing wonderful, my friend. Glad to see you. You're ready for the warm weather, I see. You got the shorts on.
No, you're not supposed to say that. Everybody's supposed to visualize me here in a suit and tie.
A suit and tie. Yeah, because that's what you wear every day, right? But glad you're here today. And, you know, you and I, and even goes back to when Pat was on the show here, you talked a lot about the importance of knowing your options when it comes to electing one's Social Security benefits. Can we talk today a little bit about what criteria that you use and how you're able to help when it comes to making such an important decision?
Well, sure. I mean, that is a very important decision. And I find that when people come in to talk to me about retirement, and a lot of times I find that they've kind of got in their mind, not always, but more times than not, you know, when they think they're going to take their Social Security or what they think is going to be the best way to go, or they don't really realize that there are options out there. So I always will run, we have some software where we can run, you know, some different scenarios, and then from there, you know, we look at the person's situation. So depending on the need, you know, how much money that they've have in savings, retirement accounts, and that type of thing, we can make a determination what would be, may be the best time to take Social Security. And then usually that's a general plan that we laid out, especially if we're going to delay Social Security for a while. But things may change as we continue to review things over from year to year on whether or not we may elect. But one important thing is to understand is that a lot of times there is what's called a spousal benefit that may be available. And a lot of times I find people are not aware of what the spousal benefit is.
I'm not either. No.
You have to be, you know, to get the spousal benefit, you have to be your full Social Security age, which is typically 66, depending on when you were born. And your spouse has to also elect their benefit for you to be able to get it. So a lot of times we're able to get a spousal benefit from it may be from the it depends on who would be getting the spousal benefit, but a lot of times it's the person that is a higher wage earner, and they may allows them to delay their benefit for a bigger benefit in the future.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times that, you know, that's like free money. So and again, it depends on each situation on in need on whether or not we would elect to do that. But a lot of times that makes a lot of sense, you know, to do that. And then what we may do is in delaying that benefit is, especially if somebody has a large amount that's in a, you know, retirement account, a 401k or what have you, then we'll use some of that money. And we've talked before about doing Roth conversions where we're then converting that money at a low tax bracket. And then so when the person does start to take their Social Security benefit, they're going to be able to have less money that they're going to need from retirement money. They've converted money in from taxable to tax-free. And now we've talked so many times on the show about the importance of looking at keeping your Social Security tax-free or tax-favorable. And that's a big key that we look at long-term on how we can keep the Social Security, you know, tax-free or possibly, you know, very tax-favorable. Because, again, Social Security is taxed based on other income. So if we reduce the amount of income, we can reduce or eliminate the tax on Social Security. So it's important also for people to know when their full Social Security age is. So, for example, if you're born before 1937, the full Social Security age was 65. So if you're born after 1937, it's going to vary based on your age, but it goes all the way to if you're born after 1959, then the full Social Security age now is 67.
Oh, that's me. That's me.
Yeah, I was born in 1958, so my full Social Security age is 66 and 8 months.
Yeah.
So it's important to know that. So if you take Social Security at 62, you're going to get about 72% of your benefit. If you take it at age 65, you're going to get about 89%, and then your full Social Security age will vary between 66 and 67. After 66, it's important to know that if you delay your benefit, it's going to increase by 8%. So that's a lot of times, you know, depending on the situation, we may go beyond 66, and you have to take it at age 70. So that's where we look at a number of factors on whether or not it makes sense to maybe delay it to that point.
That's what I was just about to ask. Is there an age that you have to then? But you just said it was 70. So
yeah, you have to take it at 70.
So somewhere between 66 and 70 is when you want to be thinking about it.
Well, yeah, but again, you know, sometimes if somebody retires before that and they don't have a lot of savings, then, you know, it becomes more of a situation where you were more of a need than a have to type of thing, you know.
Right.
So you have to look at the options. You have to look at each situation individually.
So what if you still feel like hey, I'm 70 and I want to keep working and your employer allows you to keep working, you know? I mean, does that?
Well, you can keep working, but you still have to take your Social Security.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you just make more money then, right?
Well, yes and no. I mean, probably not. It can increase, but they take the top 35 years of your earnings. So if you're still working and you're still at a high level of earnings and it's still part of your top 35 years, then it could potentially increase your Social Security. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So some good information. Now, a little about an hour ago, Tom, we talked, shifting gears a little bit on a completely different topic. We talked about the China trade talks and we talked about how it's affecting our farmers and stuff. But I want to get your thoughts regarding the China trade talks and the impact that it's having on our stock market and just basically our overall economy.
Well, yeah, tariffs, as most people know, is a tax on goods that are coming into a country. And on the surface, you might think that that may be a good thing for us because we are the larger importer of any country out there. However, most costs end up being passed on to the consumer, you know, as the cost of goods become more expensive as tariffs are labeled or put on the consumer or the businesses here in our country.
So how's it passed off to the consumers, Tom?
Well, when the tariffs come in and that tax is being levied to the goods are levied on on the people that are paying for the
say it's a pair of shoes that comes in from China, for instance. Then so the tariff tax is imposed on them. So then the shoe company has to raise their prices.
Eventually, the country that's being opposed to the tariff, they're going to raise their cost of the goods coming into our country, and then they're going to, exactly what's going on with China, they're raising the tariffs of the goods that we're sending over to them.
Right.
So then that makes it more expensive, you know, for us to send products over there.
Right.
So it ends up, nobody wins in a trade war, and if this continues, eventually the cost of goods are going to be passed on to the consumer here,
right?
Which is potentially going to slow the growth of our economy, which would damage obviously our economy and push stock prices up. And we see that what's happened in the stock market just recently. But the thing is with the stock market, I think that the whole trade wars that we've been talking about this for months and months,
right,
and now it's upon us. I think that I'm hoping, first of all, that we come to some kind of a deal here, which I think would send our stock market soaring straight up, at least momentarily or for the time being. You know, because there's so many things in the stock market that are affected based on what's going on a daily basis. But I think if you look even like last week at what happened in the stock market, and people tend to get stressed out if you're looking at the stock market every day. But if you looked at it last week, on any given day, I mean, we had a market that was down 4%, but by the end of the week, it was only down 1% in the S&P, that is. And if you look at the S&P since the beginning of the year, it's up 12%.
Right.
So it's important not to be looking at the stock market on a daily basis and not getting too stressed out about it. But it's important also to be prepared for, an economic slowdown, a correction in the stock market. We know we've had a very good stock market over the last 10 years. And so those are some of the things that we sit down and talk with our clients about, how to be prepared for market downturns and, how we structure income and diversification of our investment strategies. It's all important to understand that we're going to have some corrections in the market. And I think this whole thing with China and the trade dispute right now is something that's been looming again, and we'll see how it plays out. I think regardless of what happens, I think that most economists agree that there needs to be some reform, that China has taken advantages of us from the standpoint of trade and some of the things that they do. And I think that it's time that somebody stood up. Hopefully we don't have too much pain in the process. And obviously the farmers, as you talked about, have been hurt by this. And hopefully this doesn't linger on too long and we're able to get this figured out and move forward and you know, I think it's going to be a good thing regardless for our country, you know, moving forward.
Yeah, absolutely. So if anybody has any questions about, you know, your Social Security benefits or anything about the stocks, you know, at the China trade talks, how can they get a hold of you?
We're located at 4231 Red Arrow Highway in Stevensville. Our phone number is 269-429-1585, or you can visit us on the web at austinfinancial.us.
You always bring good information, Tom. I always enjoy chatting with you. Tom Austin is an investment advisor representative with Capital Asset Advisory Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor. And opinions expressed on the program not necessarily reflect those of Capital Asset Advisory Services, LLC, and topics discussed. Opinions given not intended to address the specific needs of any listener. Listeners always encouraged to discuss their specific needs with an appropriate professional. And as always, we hope that professional is Tom Austin. And as always, thanks, Tom Austin.
Thanks, Ray.
All right, we'll see you.